Please hang up and try again.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Oh, Freak Nation, if I told you that this show is going to have a rickshaw, funny car champions, top fuel champions, cup champions, IndyCar Series champions, Formula One champions, Richard Petty, would you believe it? For the 24th annual Freaky Awards here in the Freak Nation? It's going to happen. So stick around for 2 hours as we do it up for the 24th annual Freaky Awards. We'll explain that coming up here in moments. But it's also a special show tonight for Statman, who I've known him much longer than Speed Freaks. We actually met on within the walls of a television news station in Southern California, Los Angeles, UPN News 13. From there, we started Speed Freaks. And he said, man, no mas. He wanted to retire after this year. And this being our last live show for 2024, we decided to make this his last. And we'll have a salute, a lot of stories with Statman talking about his tenure with Speed Freaks. But it'll be a special 2-hour show, Crasher, here in the Freak Nation.
Without question. The memories are endless. And they're all around the world, too. It's not just the United States. It's everywhere. Stat, you and I almost started a driver management company, and I don't know why that never came to be, but man, we had some good dinners, some good lunches, some good meeting with Sport Compact drag racers at the time. And yeah, those were amazing times.
That was the real thing. I thought you were going to talk about that blue car that you had that drank so much oil. You came by my studio once to do some pre-recording, and you had to park on the downslope of a hill to get the thing started.
Yeah.
We poured about 4 quarts of Lucas Oil in that thing.
Oh, yeah. The Cristo. That was my Cristo car.
Hey, Richie, when we started this show, which will be 25 years next June, one radio station. Now we're on multiple radio stations, every freaking audio app on the planet, MAV TV, YouTube, Facebook Live. When we started the show 24 and a half years ago, how old were you, buddy?
I was 9 years old. I had to think about it for a second. I was 9. Yeah, I was 9.
Wow.
I literally had the socks I was wearing that night were older than you.
That's right. After our first show, we went to Cat and the Fiddle, and it was Hollywood Boulevard. That was fun.
Sunset.
Okay. Having cigars and cheers, and we just started this freak thing, the Speed Freaks radio show. Where's it going to take us? Well,
jackets. Remember those jackets that Stan, what was Stan's last name? Not Findell, but the other Stan.
Let's just leave it at Stanley.
Stanley. That's
let's just leave it at Stanley right now. What's the 7-year or 10-year? Let's just leave it there, Statman. You all right, Richie? You okay, buddy?
You should have met this guy, Richie. The classic. We're having dinner at the restaurant where,
yes,
they've shot films.
Oh yeah,
Heat was Heat. He was
having, shot there. Yes.
He was in the midst of this special meat diet, and the woman came around to ask for our dessert orders. He ordered 2 rashers of bacon. That's what he wanted for dessert.
We're like,
Yeah. So, Freak Nation, get used to that. You're going to have a lot of those stories for the next 2 hours here in the Freak Nation. Again, Yeah,
I'm with drivers.
We're going to try and encapsulate 24 plus years with Statman in 2 hours. It's not going to happen, but there is a moment next hour where there's a special salute to Statman that is very special. And then the last segment of the show, we'll just sit, we'll spitball and tell stories about 24, 25 years of doing Speed Freaks.
And with Statman.
With Statman, of course. You look at what's transpired over the last 12 months here within the motorsports realm of craziness. We try and encapsulate that with three categories, with the Freakies, and with the money that we spend on our graphics department. I'm sorry, but we've got to get used to this video just appearing out of nowhere.
Walk up the stage, grab that trophy, just like Oscar, and then say, I'd like to thank the motorsports committees for this freaky. It's just that music just makes you want to...
Pumps you up, doesn't it?
Yes.
You would think after 24 years, we would have had a pretty decent production budget on this, and maybe by now we'd be doing it live from a venue and have tuxedos and women in... Okay. Sorry, we don't have that kind of
the worst thing that could happen is to have Will Smith involved in one of the freaky categories.
We for our freakies this year, it started out, I think we had like six categories to begin with.
Oh,
and we just
Our first year we had so this year we have driver or rider of the year. So basically a motorsport athlete of the year, we have race of the year, and we have freak of the year. Freak of the year has been every year. But in the in the past, we'd have the greatest story of the year, the comeback of the year. And then we'd all debate, is it like the comeback from the beginning to the end of the season? Or is it a comeback inside a race? Who had the best race coming? Yeah, we did away with those and kept it at the top three.
And we're going to want your input if you're watching us on YouTube or, of course, MAV TV. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the website speedfreaks.tv. Are the kids still saying Twitter, Swabby?
Yes, I don't know one single person that calls it the other thing. You're the only person. You're the only person I know that is trying to make the other thing happen.
Yeah. News agencies are now saying X.
But are they still saying we saw this on X, formerly Twitter,
formerly known as Twitter?
Right.
I've heard a few just do X now. Yeah, it's slowly but surely. It is hard, though. It's hard to reprogram the brain.
You know what? I think what really pushed Statman over the edge of wanting to retire is he just didn't want to do it one of those January shows where we start debating how long do you say Happy New Year?
It is that, speaking of X, Twitter, the popular topic on Twitter.
Wow.
Is that true, Stat?
That's probably true. I mean, there's some truth to that. Going to that news conference at Anaheim Stadium for Supercross. Sitting in. And what's the point of being out there if you don't have Mike LaRocco anymore, you know?
Of course.
Yep. A lot of rando coming at you this next 2 hours here, Suave. You like that?
I love it. Let's go.
Better do
it. Last show of the year. Yeah.
Richie,
are we going to get to any Formula One?
Please. I'd love to.
Listen, with Richie being here and his chance to jump in with these freaky awards, these contributions that he'll be allowed to drop in, I'm sure there'll be some Formula One references.
Oh, but not this weekend's race?
No.
Kenny.
God dang it.
Why do we change?
He gets 5 minutes, Kenny.
You know, maybe now that Statman will no longer be with us, the way Statman sucks the air out of the room with all this Formula One talk that he has from time to time, maybe, Richie, we can get you 5 good seconds of Formula One next year.
Yeah, we could put ASU in the Formula One, that Richie would have it made.
I have such a hard time. We don't listen. I don't want to spend
it.
No,
we're doing it. Kenny, you're going there. You're the one that
we are not going there. I'm not going to listen.
Lewis's last race today with the Mercedes.
And you what? And you're now a Ferrari fan, right?
Huh, Forza Ferrari, baby. Let's go. Come on. I got my red Ferrari jacket right out there in my car. Come on. Let's
do
go.
You really?
Yeah, of course I do. Come on.
Next to the Dale Jr. re-imaged Budweiser red sweatshirt that you got last month.
I'm all red.
Got it.
Just decided to, you know, throw a little yellow in there.
Oh, Freak Nation. That's how we roll for the next hour and 50 minutes here with the Freaks. Gary Selzy, Ron Capps, and a Top Fuel rickshaw. That interview's coming up. Antron Brown, NHRA Top Fuel champion, champion team owner. He'll be joining us this hour. And as I said, next hour, a special salute to Statman and his tenure with Speed Freaks. It's bananas thinking that it's come this, that we lasted 25 months. It's, oh, man. Oh, boy. I can remember the conversations with people. Well, how long do you want to keep doing this, Kenny? 2, 3, 4 years. That was 22 years ago.
You really answered it
no,
one time?
No, I didn't.
I was going to say, wait, what? No,
the classic was the guy who thought we wouldn't last 6 weeks, and he's been in jail ever since.
Speaking of, the Freakies will begin.
Speaking of jail.
Coming up next, Crasher, what's going to be our first category?
Driver Rider of the Year.
More Freaks next. Speed Freaks Pit Town, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add 1 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance, coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001. Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me? Nah. Kenny, the new year comes. We have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/SpeedFreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/SpeedFreaks.
3 years of sellout crowds. 3 years of edge-of-your-seat action. 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR. And now, NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming. Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year. We'll be right back.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
We're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
This freaking segment is brought to you by our friends at Lucas Oil. Now, what automobile do you have in the garage? I bet Lucas Oil could keep that thing fat and happy and on the road. From everyday car care, heavy-duty trucking, to agriculture, hot rods, classic cars, motorcycles, and marine, Lucas Oil has what you need to keep those engines, interiors, and exteriors looking like and running like they're supposed to be. For more information, go to the website, lucasoil.com, and find the perfect Lucas Oil product. Keep your rides on the road. We are back on the rails. We got this thing humming along for you on the Freak Radio Network and on MAV TV, YouTube, Facebook Live, and every other digital outlet here on the planet. Thank you guys for being a part of this thing. Coming up next year, we're celebrating 25 years, June of 2025. We'll be celebrating 25 years. And as we said at the top of the show, Statman is retiring at the end of this show. No longer. Statman will be joining us here in the Freak Nation, and we're going to focus a lot of that conversation coming up in the second hour. You don't want to miss that. 24th Annual Freaky Awards. We've actually done the Freaky Awards for 24 years. Is that right?
Yep.
My goodness.
I don't know how it came about, but we just thought end of the year at the end of 2000. We got to have some awards. We had some good races this year. I don't remember who came up with it, how it
started. It sounds like a Statman thing.
Absolutely. I would not. Absolutely. It probably was.
Yeah. Stat, do you remember dropping that out 24 years ago?
No, I think it came from your fertile mind. I think you were the one that decided that we ought to have some freakies. We've been freaks for the last 6 months. Let's continue for the next 6 weeks.
I've got it. Again, after 24 years, you've got to be pretty proud of your graph. All right. So
hey, it didn't freeze us this time, so no. We know it works.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to go, Freak Nation. We're going to start off with Race of the Year. By the way, this hour, Antron Brown will be joining us after he clubbed. What the hell? He clocked his fourth NHRA Top Fuel Championship, his first as a team owner and driver. He'll be joining us this hour. Second hour, Gary Selzy and Ron Capps together. Yes, Gary Selzy, former NHRA Funny Car Top Fuel Champion, and Ron Capps, Funny Car Champion. They surprised Statman. So we'll get to that interview coming up here in the second hour. But let's start off with Race of the Year for the Freakies. The 24th Annual Freakies and Statman, I'm going to start off with you, my man. You being the gentleman who will be retiring at the end of this show, why not? Let's start out with Statman for his Race of the Year. Statman, we've got our crack graphics department who's put together what we hope everything lines up properly with who you chose. So Statman's Race of the Year is...
Yeah, the Martinsville Playoff Cup race, that could change everything. If you remember, that's the one where Christopher Bell passed Darrell Wallace on the last lap, hit the wall, rode the wall for a brief second or two, came off the wall, and there was like a half hour or more at the end of the race whether or not Christopher Bell or William Byron is going to advance to the Final Four in Phoenix. They finally said that Bell broke the law, so Byron went ahead. And I just have a hunch that's eventually in the offseason, if they haven't done it already, NASCAR officials are going to decide we got to do something different than this win at all costs to advance deal for the playoffs.
Remind me, we were about to go live when that happened, or was that happening while we were live on the Freak Radio Network?
I think it happened just before we went live, because we talked about it for like an hour. I mean, that was the whole thing. Did you see and what happened? And part of the show, they were still trying to decide. We don't know what's going to happen because it's still up in the air.
Again, another reason why we do these freaky awards, because, you know, it could have been last week and I would have forgotten what the hell we did. That's a great reminder from Statman. The Martinsville Cup race, playoff cup race, where it determined who was going to solidify that top four. Let's move on to Richard C. Suave for his race of the year. And the votes are in, ladies and gentlemen. Richard C. Suave.
For the second consecutive year, folks, I am picking the Indy 500 as the race of the year. The 2024 version was better than the 2023 version. The 2023 version was pretty dang good and pretty dang dramatic. Yeah. I have some stats, y'all. I went to our crack staff of me, and I have some stats I'd like to give you to you to explain myself here. Okay.
Please do.
649. That is the total number of passes in the 2024 Indianapolis 500. Oh, that was the most since 2017. Wow. Joseph Newgarden.
Wait a minute, Richie. That's more than the entire season of F1.
Yes, that's 100% true. That's your stat man joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen. That man joke of the day. Let's see what else we got. We had 49 lead changes among 18 drivers.
Damn,
that was crazy. Joseph Newgarden won a $440,000 bonus because he won back-to-back Indy 500s for the first time since Elio Castroneves over 20 years ago.
Yep.
And of course, don't forget that incredible last few laps of the race between Pato O'Ward and Joseph Newgarden battling for the win. Joseph Newgarden wins with two turns to go. He took the lead over Pato O'Ward with a terrific move. I can't get over how good this race was. Even just reading about today and watching highlights, I'm still awed by how great that was. It was motorsports at its absolute finest.
Yeah, Richie.
I tried not to be an IndyCar homer on this one, but as he's rattling off those stats, I'm like, yep, the one that I picked isn't that good, but the one I picked was damn good. So, yeah, wow. Hard to beat the Indy 500.
And when you brought that up, Richie, I thought, why didn't I say the Indy 500? That was the very first Indy 500 that my daughter saw with me. And I thought, what a special. Nope, not me.
You let me go first, bro. You totally could have gone and you could have picked it, but you decided to let Richie C. Suave go first.
Nope. Nice pick, Richie. Look at that.
Yeah, that's solid.
I don't know. It's like Black Sabbath having to follow Van Halen on their opening tour. When Van Halen was their first album, Van Halen opened up for Black Sabbath, and Black Sabbath regretted it ever since. Black Sabbath, you guys knew what that is? Anyway,
hey, hold on, though.
I've got to follow you guys, man.
Can we also add that
Crash here quickly.
He put out all those stats for the 2024 Indy 500, and not once did he mention why so many eyeballs were on the race for Kyle Larson competing the double. Wow.
All right, Crasher, your race of the year is... Crasher, with the first Atlanta Cup race, explain yourself, would you?
This is the Atlanta, what they say, spring race. Come on, there's going to be a lot of people that agree with me on this one. Right. Suarez won by 0.003 of a second over Ryan Blaney and Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch coming from one lap down to be in this position. It became the closest finish in mile and a half track history. 48 lead changes, 6, I believe, multi-car pileups, and an amazing finish that people talked about for 2 months. Because who knew that 2 months later would be the closest finish in NASCAR history? Kyle Larson winning by 0.001 of a second. So, you know what? Just hearing Richie's stats that he just laid out there, 49 lead changes for the Indy 500 and my race Atlanta is 48. I think Richie he dominated this category, but everybody liked my Atlanta race. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, Richie sort of dominated the freakies. He did research, actually. You know,
who'd have thought? He had stats.
What a concept.
Statman, you brought this up over the years. It's amazing how you can race, whether it's IndyCar or NASCAR or Supercross, you can whatever it is. You could race for 26 laps or 3 hours or 4 hours, and still it comes down to freaking inches at the end of a race. The Daytona 24-hour, how many times have we seen that race come down to the last lap or last turn to win that race, right?
24-hour race decided by less than a minute? That's staggeringly unheard of.
Yeah.
Freak Nation, my race of the year goes to none other than... Series championship race at Phoenix Raceway. So many people have been wanting Justin Allgaier to get himself a championship in the Xfinity Series, and he finally got himself one with an incredible finish, racing back from so many issues with the car.
Oh, that's right.
A lap back, where he basically had given up. If you go back and listen to his radio, dude was gone. Won himself his first championship, another championship for Dale Jr. Racing. I was there. It was fantastic. It was
he didn't win the race, by the way. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Riley Herbst won that race.
Thank you, Richie.
Oh, that's right. And he had the some of the greatest quotes ever in the media center.
Yes, he did.
Dogging on the media for making... Yeah, okay. But hey, this is about Allgaier and that championship race.
Freak Nation, driver, rider of the year, and freak of the year coming up. But first, how about Antron Brown, NHRA Top Fuel champion, team owner, driver? Join us next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick. Because the spice comes in at just the right moment. Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me, nah. Kenny? The new year comes, we have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818.
That's 800-215-6818.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, Freak Nation, this segment is brought to you by Straight Talk. Need more data so you can stream your jams on a loop? Switch to Straight Talk and get real unlimited data on a reliable 5G network. Straight Talk, available at Walmart or straighttalk.com.
Freak Nation, he's back as a champion for the fourth time over, but a newly crowned champion as a team owner. Antron Brown, top fuel champion for 2024. And oh my gosh, Antron, we need about 30 minutes to just... Let's go over one question, but we won't do that to you. Bro, you go into the finals on Sunday at Pomona as the 12th seed. I could listen to you all day talk about we weren't going to let up. We went in there fighting. There had to be a doubt. One time, Antron, coming in as a 12th seed, they're like, nope, I can't win this damn championship.
Kenny. The thing about this is that out of all the years that you guys and gals have known me, when have you ever seen me think I don't have a chance? When I go into races, I've won the U.S. Nationals qualifying 15th. It's just qualifying is qualifying, but that sets the stage of where you're at. But if you miss a run here or there, and you got to remember Pomona, we only had two rounds of qualifying, so... The thing about it is when we went in the first round, I knew that we had our work cut out for us. But if you want to win a championship, that was like pretty much the only way it can get done. Like if you let Justin Ashley get past first round, Mike Green just gets warmed up, Tommy DeLago and that Sky team get warmed up, they get better, better, and better. So, and they threw out a great run the first lap because we ran the middle of the day after we had that freak accident with the plane crash. The track got hotter. You want to make sure you go down. So when we came in, we knew that we had to run somewhere between a 68 and 70. And that's what we were shooting for the temperature that was on the track. And if you did that, you know, you ran quick enough to get the job done. But then it came down to who can leave on time, who can keep it in the groove. And we just, my guys gave me 100th in the tank. And we grabbed a couple foul in reaction time. And it parlayed for us to get across that finish line about 6 or 7 feet ahead of them. And man, when we get that wind light came on, that was like, hey, now we have a chance. And that was the whole thing. If you want to win a championship, you got to go through the person that's in the lead for the championship. And that was what we had to cut out for us. And we couldn't line it up any better. Because if we saw them later, it could just be too late.
Antron, before we get to Crash and Stat, we have a special correspondent that would like to ask you a question.
Hey, Antron. This is Henley. I was just wondering, in the first round, when you were going up against Justin Ashley, how did you feel going against your Lucas Oil driver and the first person in points?
Yeah, Henley, that is a great question. And oh my gosh, she's a star in the making. She has all the tools. You see that? If you want to be a good reporter, you want to be a good interviewer, the kids got it. That's it. I'm going to call her Henley the Ham Bone. That's what she is.
New t-shirt line coming out.
Yes, yes. She's got the ham. She's got it all in the bone, baby. It's like Thanksgiving right there. It's like Thanksgiving. And I tell you what, Henley, to answer your question is when we came up against Justin Ashley, my Lucas Oil teammate and Toyota teammate, we came up there. We knew we had nothing to lose, and all we had was to gain. And I'm pretty sure Justin felt the same way. But when you're number one in points, it puts a different mind perspective on you because we've been there before where you feel like all you have is to lose because you're already there. And for the ones behind you like us, Sean Langdon, Doug Coletta, and people of that stature, we feel is that all we have is to gain. So we have nothing to lose. And when I raced them, I went in there with that mindset of going, let's go up here. This, you know what? He's right now, he's got the lunch. He's got the lunch bag right now, and I have not eaten for the last week. So if I want to eat, I need to take that bag from him. And that's the way our team went up there. We went up there hungry because all we had was to gain, and that was to gain the food that we starved. And that's what we did. We went up there and gave it all we got. And fortunately, it fell our way.
Antron Brown, four-time Top Fuel NHRA champion, joining us here in the Speed Freaks pits. But wasn't that your first or maybe second six of the entire countdown? So something in Pomona finally clicked for you guys.
Yeah, Crash did. We had the conditions because we couldn't – we're trying to do that in Vegas. And we're having issues. And the main thing of it is we just had to get our bell housing right. I mean, Brian will tell you, everybody on our team will tell you, that's what's been our Achilles heel once the track got really, really good. And Vegas gave us a really good track to run strong, and so did Pomona. And we started stumbling, but in the beginning when the tracks were hot, our bell housing, our package was fine where we were running, racing, and we could outrun people and do everything we needed to do. But once it got tight like that, we have to figure out a better combination to come out and run like we want to run, and that's to run those low 60s like everybody else was doing. So when we came there to Pomona, like the first run we ran a 72, we had a mechanical issue. We didn't try to run a 72. We were trying to run a 68, and our car was on a 68 run. It went 210 to the 330. It went 838, 210, like all the other deals, and our cars fell off before the 330 because our manifold actually came loose on our car. And we lost some blower boost. And when we did that, it made our car just go really slow where we only went 289 mile an hour at half track. And we only ran 318 mile an hour out the back door. We're probably missing about 800 to 1,000 horsepower with the amount of blower boost that we lost. And then we fixed it. And then we came back for the second run and we were just over centered with power because everything worked like it should have too. And we just overpowered the racetrack where the car was trying to haul the mail too fast. So that's what happened to us in qualifying, and then we just backed her down a little bit, and that's what we ended up doing that first 60 run in elimination day. You got to remember, we only had two qualifying runs, so we didn't get four shakes at it like we should have got where we could actually been in a better qualifying position. And if that happened, I might not be on the show with you right now, or I could have been. You just don't know.
We've talked a lot of numbers, champion, four championships, 80 race wins, 851 round wins. Whoa. But I want to throw some legendary names at you that you've passed. You've passed Don Gollards, who had three championships, Shirley Muldowney, who had three, Larry Dixon, who had three, and Jill in Pro Stock Motorcycles. She had three. Selzy had three before he went to Funny Car. These are legendary Hall of Fame kind of names. And you passed them. You now have four. You're looking at with Steve Torrence. You got Joe Amato right ahead of you. What's next, dude?
Stat man, is that I'm feeling really, really good in the place that I am. I just keep driving, man. I don't look at the accolades I've done.
No, I'm not gonna let you get away.
Oh hell.
You see that thing behind me? It's nice right now. Okay, you see that? Brother likes gold. You know that stat. Look at you, man. Your eyes lit up when you saw that gold. Look at you. Look into my eyes. Right? But the thing is that these things are nice because what happens is they're mementos to remind you of all the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears that the team, us, went through on every weekend throughout the year of 2024. And I do see them. Like when I see them, I see the championship trophies. When I do see a trophy, I think about what we went through in that race weekend and how we got there. I could tell you all the different things like that. And those are the reminders for me. But that's great. But the thing about it is that I feel like there's so much more to accomplish. I always think about, all right, we did this. We're already back in the shop. I was in the shop yesterday, and the guys are going over about, all right, well, this ain't going to happen to us next year. We're thinking about our shortfalls this year. We're thinking about how we didn't run well in this type of condition. We didn't do this. We didn't run the big mile an hour. We didn't drop low ET. We didn't qualify number one here or there. Like we want that. We want the performance to go with everything else. And We're looking at the first rounds that we lost this year. We lost 8 of them this year out of 20 races. Wow. Okay, but then we have 6 wins. So we went every final we went to, we won. So what that tells us, once we get past first round, those things happen. You know what I mean? We have no runner up. So we have like 4 or 5 semifinals, and we have like 4 whatever second rounds or something like that. And it shows, but now we're saying, what do we do to get better? And our deals, we know we need to be harder on the performance. So when I'm focused like that, it's hard for me to slow down to think about what I have done, because I'm still in the trenches right now, is what I'm saying.
Brother, much love, man. Much love here in the Freak Nation. It's awesomeness. Looking forward to 2025 as the defending owner in the Top Fuel class.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me, nah. Kenny? The new year comes, we have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
Your Statman Scat, brought to you by STEM Stories, When Racing Goes to School and Grows Up, by Bill Wood, a.k.a. Statman. Now look, motorsports are at a crossroads, and out of the cloudy future, however, comes STEM education. Motorsports are the perfect vehicle to teach science, technology, engineering, and math to the next generation of racing fans. Get a copy of STEM Stories now at Amazon.com.
I met Malcolm Smith way back in 1975 when he won an event I helped organize, the Mojave 24-Hour Rally out of Big Bear Lake, California. He was in a loud, weirdly fast Mazda rotary pickup. He stayed in contact until one afternoon we were literally bumping around El Mirage Dry Lake on the high desert when he almost yelled, "Stop the car!" Turns out some kids were on dirt bikes jumping some of the exposed dunes and one missed. Malcolm jumped out of the car when we got to the kids. The boy's foot was aimed in the wrong direction. Malcolm took charge, stopping one of the buddies trying to remove the kid's boot. He said that was the only thing holding his foot on. We piled the kid into a pickup truck bed and he was hauled off to a nearby hospital. Don't know what happened from there. So Malcolm won the Baja 1000 five times and the 500 four times. And that's just the start of his brilliant resume, racing bikes and cars in every kind of terrain imaginable. So Malcolm died a couple days before Thanksgiving. He was 83. He was the definition of Hall of Fame. Rest in peace, Malcolm.
Again, Statman coming up with something that I completely, Richie, I got it. I completely forgot about with Malcolm Smith passing away. What Malcolm Smith meant to motorsports is incredible. If you get a chance, Freak Nation, just look up the name Malcolm Smith, and you'll be astonished that you did not know about that dude. And Statman, I don't remember that story. Crasher says she remembers you telling us that story. I don't remember that in our last 24 years. So that's an incredible story with you and Malcolm Smith, bud.
Yeah, it scared me when he said, "Stop the car," you know. He apparently saw these kids cross the lake bed, and we went over there, and he took charge, got the kid in the truck, and hauled him off to the hospital.
All right, Freak Nation, we're going to continue on with our 24th annual Freaky Awards, and we had Race of the Year, and now it's time to do, we're going to do Freak of the Year, Driver of the Year. Rider of the Year, Freak Nation. Again, 24 years of doing Freakies, coming up June of next year, 25 years we'll be doing Speed Freaks. All right. Driver, right. Hold on a second. I got to All righty. Let's go with Driver of the Year. And Richie, we're going to start off with you. Our
so honored.
Crack graphic staff has this allegedly as your Driver Rider of the Year. Is that correct, Richie?
That's 100% correct. Oh, Did you actually think for the second year in a row, I'm going to the NHRA for my Driver of the Year? What Austin Prague did this year in his first full season and funny cars is incredible. I have a bunch of stats for you guys again, but it just goes to show you the kind of record-breaking season that Austin Prock had, and he's still not even quite 30 years old. So he's in for an incredible, incredible career. 15 number one seeds in qualifying. That breaks the record of 13 set by John Force in 1996. We talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago when Crash was out there in Pomona. 341.68 miles per hour, the fastest ever recorded in an official funny car event. He won 8 races, tying in with Robert Height and Ron Capps for the most in a single season in funny cars since 2000. And his total record this season was 53-12. Just a ridiculously dominating season for Austin Prock.
What? He lost 12 rounds the entire year.
Oh, good job, Richie. Good job, buddy. Whoa. Proud of you, Richie.
Follow that. Come on.
Yeah. It's like I said. Crasher, how about you?
All right.
Driver of the year.
I'll follow that.
Will you?
Great pick.
Great if you could spell that correct, Crackstaff.
All right.
Not a C.
Oh, boy.
Toprak Radskatliak glue.
Say that again.
Toprak Radskatliak glue.
Ratatouille is a great animated movie my daughter loved.
Great. Yes, that is.
All right, explain to the Freak Nation.
This young man, is a two-time World Superbike champ. This was one of the most dominant seasons in World Superbike history. And Toprak did this in his debut. His just completely, let's test it a couple times. And then, swap manufacturers to a BMW. Oh, and by the way, it was the first and so far only World Superbike Championship for a BMW as well. Okay, so the guy won, 18 races. He was on the podium 90% of the time that he entered races. Yeah, pretty freaking dominant. Oh, let me mention, he missed 6 races on the season and still won the championship by more than 46 points.
How is that possible?
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. Dominant. Dominant.
How many races did he miss?
6.
And still wins the World Superbike Championship.
By 46 points. Yeah. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
On the podium, 90% of the races that he was in. So we're not counting those 6. In the 90%. Mm-hmm. 18
bananas. Wins. Nice job,
18
Crasher.
Wins. I mean, Austin Proc, you're cool and all, but you didn't have 18 wins.
Mm. You didn't miss six
didn't
races
miss
to go on
either.
To win the championship.
Right? Right.
Whoa.
Take that.
All right. Nice job, Crasher. How do you say his name once again?
Toprak Radskatliak glue.
All right. Wow. Statman's driver rider of the year, the crack staff, comes up with... explain to the Freak Nation why you went with Antoine Brown.
Well, because not just because he's a close friend, but because when he got to Pomona, we've already heard him talk a little bit about moving up from qualifying so low. But during eliminations, he beat the number one guy in points, Justin Ashley. He beat a two-time champion in wait a minute. He beat the Sean Langdon in the second round, who was right in front of him. He beat a two-time champion, Brittany Force, in the semis, and that gave him the title from points. But he also beat the defending champion, Doug Coletta, in the finals to win Pomona and double down on his fourth championship. He had an incredible day. And an up and down season. He was all over the points map, but when it came time, he blew everybody away.
I was this close to calling the Pomona NHRA finale as my race of the year because of the freaky plane crash at the top end with Antron and Justin on the starting line, that needing to be pulled back and delayed for a couple of hours. Yeah, what Antron did that day was just mind blowing.
Our guy Glenn also went with Antron Brown.
Nice.
As well. Yeah.
Statman goes with Antron Brown with his driver rider of the year. Good choice. Let's go to my driver rider of the year. Crasher, is this a surprise for you?
Ooh, that's not a surprise.
3 out of the last Epic 4 deal. Years, he was your IndyCar Series champion. Mm-hmm. Chip Ganassi, 5 out of the last 6 years. And I loved this title. This is the title that caught my eye and one reason to help put Alex Palou, your IndyCar Series champion for 2024, over the edge for me was it's a crazy 4 years for Alex Palou. 2 lawsuits and 3 IndyCar titles, and now he's a dad. Alex Palou's storybook. Again, to be able to put all of that behind him and to do it with a daughter who doesn't give a damn. She's not even a year old as he's winning his 3rd championship. But Alex Palou, who is kind enough to join us damn near after every race win this year.
Yes.
Is that right?
And even an Indy 500 preview, I believe, because I remember, because he won the road course race, right? because he was talking about how his daughter, they had a very strict routine for the month of May,
right,
and his daughter was not going to interrupt that.
So there you go. Alex,
he didn't win the Indy 500, though. So
no, he didn't.
Terrible choice.
Oh. But he is a girl dad. That's how he ended up being Kenny's driver of the year.
That's certainly a check mark in my column for Alex Palou. So Alex Palou, Richie goes with Austin Proc. Statman goes with Antron Brown. And Crasher, you go with?
Can you say it, Kenny?
Nope, I'm not going to try.
Toprak Razgatlioglu.
I can't even spell the damn thing. You really want me to freaking say it, Crasher? My gosh. We'll resume next hour. Coming up in about 5 minutes, the second hour of the Freaks, Gary Selzy, Ron Capps, and more. Coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day.
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me, nah. Kenny? The new year comes, we have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
up and try again.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Big, big second hour for you, Freak Nation. Coming up this hour, a rickshaw, Gary Selzy, top fuel funny car champion, and two-time funny car champion, Ron Capps. Two-time funny car champion, Ron Capps. Those three together, rickshaw, Gary, Ron Capps, Statman, Crasher, and yours truly. It's an interview. It's a segment where, Statman, we kind of surprised you a little bit with you retiring from Speed Freaks after this show for the last 24 and a half years. We thought, why not bring in a couple of dudes that were synonymous with Speed Freaks? And when you hopped on that interview, your face, what did you think when you saw Selzy and Capps?
Well, Capps, we talk to Capps regularly because he wins so much, and I think this is his third championship, the first with his as a team owner. But seeing Selzy was a great surprise. I love Selzy, and as I mentioned in the interview, one of the first things anybody did for the Speed Freaks at Pomona, Selzy turned over his grill. And fed Freaks. That was wonderful. And I've been a friend of his ever since. In fact, we'll talk about this in the interview, but he did say that I called him to let him know his son won a race at Irwindale, his first race. And Selzy said, get off the phone. I got to find out if my son won. I said, I'm telling you now, dude, he won the race. Said, oh, really? Get off the phone so I could call him.
Oh yeah, so getting Gary Selzy and Ron Capps back in the Freak Nation together, you don't want to miss that that interview. That's coming up this hour. Also, again, as I mentioned, Statman is retiring at the end of the year. Excuse me, well, after this show, it's our first live show of the year,
last live show of the year.
So we'll have plenty of discussion about that. This is our 24th annual Freaky Awards, Freak Nation, where we've already awarded the rider driver of the year. We did race of the year last hour. Coming up this hour, we'll have Freak of the Year. And when we say Freak of the Year, Crasher, it can be anything as long as there's some type of tie to motorsports and automotive, right?
Mm-hmm. It can be a story. Mm-hmm. It can be a general manager. It can be a crew chief. It can be a tire changer. It can be a series. It can, yeah. Freak of the year is what was the freakiest thing that you heard, witnessed, went through in this past calendar year of motorsports?
Richie, when you, and again, I'm not sure what you actually committed to with your freak of the year.
Oh no.
I had a major debate. I was a last minute call for me. I had so many great options. I couldn't decide.
Okay.
So are you saying that there might be, is this where we get the Sun Devils for your freak of the year?
I really wanted it to be. I really wanted it to be. Can a full disclosure? Well, if you're going to, you can say my winner if you want, and then we'll go.
No, we're not doing that now.
Yeah, we're doing it later.
Yeah, we're doing it next segment.
Oh, next segment. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I tried to get I tried to get a winner nominated, mm-hmm. and I put it into the committee.
Oh.
And the committee came back and said no, because it wasn't motorsports related. And I tucked my tail between my legs and I said, fine. And I came up with another answer, which will be revealed
I mean,
later in the show.
2024 was a year, probably one of the biggest years of freak stories. We had so many wicked story, whether it's lawsuits, charters, inappropriate relationships.
Nice face.
Just, well, I don't know how to say it politically correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Or cheating scandals. Boy, this year delivered. This year delivered on freaky stories.
It was
in a movie title, honest, that time.
It was a close race with me. The one that I did not choose was Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s fist.
Oh, on Kyle Busch's cheek?
Yep. Oh. I didn't know whether to go with the fist or cheek. You know, what was the freak of the year? I thought that was fair. And that was fairly epic for us because it happened, what, Richie, just minutes before we went live that night?
It happened 10 minutes before we went. No. We hit live and went on YouTube and the Freak Radio Network. Great. My favorite show of the year, I think, to be honest.
Because we had the whole show produced. It was ready to go. And then that freaking hook. Stenhouse, is it lay in wait or lie in wait? He laid in wait? Okay, whatever. He was hanging out ready to punch Kyle Busch in the face.
Yes.
But that's not who I chose. You got to stick around for our Freak of the Year coming up next segment. No, hold on a second. When the hell are we doing Freak of the Year, Crasher?
Next segment.
Are we?
I believe so.
No, we're not. We're doing right now. We're doing it right now. Really? Yeah, we are. We got Caps and Selzy next.
Well, let's go.
All right. There we go, Freak Nation. Welcome to the highly produced Speed Freaks. Oh, show the graphic there in front of. All right, since we wasted 5 minutes already, we got to get through these pretty freaking quick so we can get to Selzy and Ron Capps. All right, Crasher?
Okay.
All right. Let's go with Richie. Okay. Richie, let's go with your Freak of the Year.
Hit it.
Much?
A little bit. Yeah. Okay. I need 45 minutes to dive into this.
Remember, Richie, this is radio too. So share the Radio Freak Nation.
Okay. I picked the Max Verstappen and George Russell beef that has particulated over the last couple weeks of the Formula One 2024 season. I'll keep it really brief and I'll just pull two quotes from each of these guys as we wind up the 2024 season. So George Russell claimed that Max Verstappen in the stewards' room after Qatar said the following: I will purposely go out of my way to put you and your bleeping head in the wall. Okay. George Russell, allegedly, Max Verstappen said that in the stewards room. Max Verstappen came back later in the week and said this: George is a backstabber. The way he brings up all this nonsense, he's just a loser. He lies and cobbles things together and things don't add up. This is why I love motorsports and why I love sports. This kind of drama. Feed it into my veins. We need villains, and George Russell and Max Verstappen are the perfect villains.
Kindergarten villains? Mm-hmm. My goodness. Okay.
You know, we've been doing this for 24 years. I'm not going to say that was the weakest freak of the year, but it was damn near, Richie.
Well, you wouldn't let me pick my number one choice.
You're not going to pick the freaking Sun Devils, man.
No.
All right? Still like that, Richie. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right. Statman, your freak of the year. Let's go to our committee.
All Formula One here?
Yeah, Mike Andretti, because he was freak enough to leave Andretti Autosport. After decades, he left the family business. I think he sold out to somebody. He couldn't get into F1, and Dan Tauris gave him a bunch of money to get into F1. He didn't get into F1, so now Dan Tauris is sitting in the Michael Andretti seat at Andretti Autosport, and Michael is a consultant on the side. There you go.
How much crazy did you
get than the Andretti name not having any Andretti's?
Yeah, that whole scandal. GM, Cadillac, Andretti, Ixnayed from F1, but by the end of
Crasher,
the year.
Crasher, we got to go. Okay, Crasher, okay. Your freak of the year is... Crash Gladys.
Okay, I'm sorry. How can you win the first race of the season, then lose that race, lose all the points from that season opening win, and be a part of this massive cheating scandal, crawl back through the points by taking your second consecutive Indy 500 win and then be in contention at the end of the year to win the title. Of course, Alex Palou took it. But yeah, don't ever, ever call him a liar either.
Who's that?
Joseph Newgarden.
Why would you call him a liar?
That was your cue to pull up the soundbite
of
Joseph Newgarden.
I was too busy trying to get some other things ready, Crasher. My goodness, man. The hell's going on here? You think I'm supposed to produce this? Highly sought after annual freakies. Hey, man. Nice job, Crasher.
Yeah, it worked well.
It did, didn't it?
But I'm not a liar.
There you go.
He's not a liar. All right.
And I almost went Formula One as well. That Christian Horner story that drove me nuts. But I didn't think it deserved the attention. So, Joseph, you are the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Richie, I believe the votes, the tally is in for the second year in a row for me. Ladies and gentlemen. Tony Stewart, Freak of the Year, takes the seat of his wife, NHRA Top Fuel, for 2024. Competes till the damn near very end to at least get himself a top five in the Top Fuel Championship. I can go through all the madness of being a new father. Who gives a damn? He cut the freaking cord of his son being attached to his beautiful wife, Leah. He cut the umbilical cord, who he said he wasn't going to do. Our show in December of 2023, but he ended up cutting it. There's my Freak of the Year.
Oh, no. Stewart. Don't
Crasher, we got to go.
It was 2021 when that bet started, and that was all from Speed Freaks. That was all from you, Kenny
More Freaks
Sergeant.
Next.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the lab to Lucas Oil products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance, coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001. Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me? Nah. Kenny, the new year comes. We have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks.
3 years of sellout crowds. 3 years of edge of your seat action. 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR. And now, NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, many, many years ago, Gary Selzy and Ron Capps did something that not too many other funny car drivers have done. They bet that they would, that they would take on each other in the Chili Bowl in a celebrity race, and the winner of that race was going to be pulled down the drag strip at Pomona Raceway in a rickshaw by the loser between Gary Selzy and Ron Capps. And when Statman mentioned that he wanted to retire after this show, I thought, who's a dude or two that we could have in here to reminisce of their time here in the Freak Nation? Of course, it's Gary Selzy and Ron Capps, many champions amongst those two gentlemen in the NHRA. And this is live, meaning not much edits here. This is the reaction of Statman when Gary Selzy and Ron Capps joined us here in the Freak Nation. Statman, I mentioned to some members of the Freak Nation that you're going to be leaving us at the end of the year, and there's a couple of happy bastards that had to get together to say goodbye to you and your tenure here with Speed Freaks, man.
Hey,
we're not happy you're leaving. We're just happy to get on.
Yeah, who would have thought you'd have been 100 years at that place?
Caps and Sells. You know, Sells, you'll always be remembered. When I met you, you served me sausages at Pomona. And I've never forgotten that. I've never mentioned it, I don't think, but I'll never forget sneaking back there because I was hungry, man. I was hungry. I was taking slinks off the grill and looking over my shoulder to make sure you didn't see me because I didn't want you to think.
Oh, God. My glass is a story you could use.
That was a couple of days ago, partner. It's great.
Oh, my God. And you look the same.
Wow. And Caps, holy smoke. Caps was around before there was Speed Freaks playing racquetball and knocking Kenny's head off with the racquetball.
Right.
Caps, how many years, Scatman?
Go ahead.
What, 25 years in June, Kenny?
Mm-hmm.
You're an overnight success.
Oh, worked 25 years to become an overnight success.
Wow.
Selzy.
I've been on Speed Freaks as long as Caps has been winning funny cars. How come you ain't out there anymore, Selzy?
Man, I've had some health issues, way too fat, and I'm not as good as Caps. Plain and simple. I admit that now.
And you didn't used to admit that when you was out there racing against him.
No.
Yeah, when he whooped my ass. That's yeah.
I guarantee you have fingers left over on one hand, Caps. Now, I did whip your ass in a rickshaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was awesome.
That was.
The awesome part was the bet.
Wow. Ron, what do you remember about that Top Fuel rickshaw? And share with the Freak Nation what the bet was.
Well, I thought the bet was from the Chili Bowl in the race that we had. I'm pretty sure, maybe because we did it. We did a rickshaw race in Brainerd, and it's funny because I got pictures that pop up of all of us at the stage when the band used to play there. And I think it was one of those nights before we went out and did the rickshaw. But from what I remember, I thought that actual picture was from, we made a bet at the Chili Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, everybody thought I was a better driver when we'd go do these dirt races than Selzy, but they didn't understand that Selzy's wild thing came from the way that he,
the way not know how to drive,
but the way he drove. Which was, he was just wide open. He was so fun to be around. But on the track, we made this bet, and I thought, man, I got him. We're out there doing this all-star race, and I know I'm taking it easy. I'm doing my usual thing not to screw up. And out of the corner of my eye, I see the colors that I know his car is and his helmet, and there's about three laps to go. And out of the flash of my eye, I see somebody way up bouncing off the cushion. And I'm like, there's nobody in our race, but maybe a couple guys that are good enough to do that. He was like Sammy Swindell up there. It was like, wow. And we go through the corner and I see this flash of his helmet. And then I'm okay, I'll stay low. And I stay low. And then I see this flash again. It's getting closer and closer. And I looked over at one point, I think with two corners to go, and I see it sells you. I'm like, no friggin' way. And sure enough, turn three and four, coming for the checker, he comes flying around wide open, and it's bouncing, it's off the cushion, and his arms are flailing, and he hits the wall, barrel rolls, and then sticks it right up on the fence, and it hung on the fence right after the finish line. I'm talking maybe a foot past it, and he got past me. And it was typical Gary Selzy fashion, like wide open. The crowd was going nuts, and I lost the bet. And I thought I would have bet you $1 million with a lap to go. I had it in the bag, and that was the bet. So I was more than happy in Pomona. And this back when we went a quarter mile before 1,000 foot. So I literally chugged down there in my Oakley shoes. Look at that.
Yeah.
Old slip-ons, right? And I chugged it down there, and all quarter mile. I'm not even sure that we got a golf cart to pick us up at the end. We may have gone back in the direction, but I was more than happy to do that with Gary Selzy in the chair.
So hold on a second. If I'm hearing you correctly, Gary Selzy invented Ross Chastaining the wall. You were Ross Chastain before Ross Chastain.
Well, I didn't exactly do it like Ross Chastain. Let's say I was hanging from the fence upside down, and the guy said, "Are you all right? Are you all right?" And I said, "Did I beat Caps?" And they said, "What?" And I said, "Did I beat Caps?" And they looked around there. Yeah, you did beat Caps. I said, "Right on." Oil dripping on me and everything. Oh, it was a mess. But we had the time of our life. And we were both driving for Schumacher at the time. And Don said, "You guys better not get hurt. You better be sure you're careful." Yeah, right on, Don. Well, we'll get that handled. Oh, God. We had more fun. This guy, I only saw the back of his car like every time and brought my car home in pieces. So it was great. This guy's got a lot of talent.
Some quick memories of Speed Freaks before you get the hell out of here. Gary?
No, Statman.
Statman, Speed Freaks. Go ahead, Gary. Anything?
You know what, Statman, I wish you all the best. I never thought we'd all be around this long, to be honest with you. You're incredible, and I hope you enjoy yourself because you know everybody, and you've interviewed everybody, and you've done everything, including steel sausages, and I'm going to probably talk to you a little bit more about that when you have camera.
Yeah, but you got to keep close watch on that grill. You have somebody like me going back.
And Cap, I'm the one that has an eating problem? No, wait a minute. I probably got somebody to partner with.
Yeah, I never said that.
You don't have to. But I wish you the best, and I love you, Stat. And if there's anything ever I could do, or you're ever in Fresno or coming close, call me.
Ron, you got something for Stat, Speed Freaks?
Man, it's going to be weird not having you on this. You know, it's of all the shows, of all the stuff, all the media stuff around racing, not even drag racing, you guys have been there since the beginning. I mean, Gary and I'm sure we were on, if not the first, we were probably one of the first couple shows. And I think we were around you guys before you were officially your show that you have now, for sure. And it's always been a little edgy and a little fun. And I think Selzy fit that mold for sure. but, you know, I have a huge void in my life right now, not having Gary around at the track and not having, you know, the fun that we used to have and not having that side of things, you know, friendship and all that as well. But you guys have always been the same thing. Your show is going to go big time downhill without him there, Kenny, by the way. I don't know what you're going to do to try and fill that void. Statman, thanks for always being the level-headed one of the bunch. I mean, you always came in quietly when these two got out of control. I should say these three in this calling here, but you've always been that level-headed guy that had ready with the stats and had the question that was going to be serious and come in with something that we all wanted to know.
You know what, Ron? Let me say one other thing. There's only been one other person, and that's Dave Despain, So that's pretty big company to put you guys with. But to talk to you guys, not only as friends, but off the air and tell you everything and know that that's not going to get spread and stuff that shouldn't be out. You guys are always one that can be trusted. And that is very, very rare. And unfortunately, it's getting worse as time goes on. And that's something that you guys will go down in history to be trusted as friends, not only interview people or movie stars or whatever you want to be. It's amazing. And it's, they broke the mold, all of you. So
Gary,
I appreciate all of you.
That's the absolute greatest thing you could say to the three of us. Wow.
Absolutely. Well said.
Thank you, man. That's worth it all. Thank you.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
3 years of sellout crowds. 3 years of edge of your seat action. 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR. And now, NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
Looking for power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Thanks for catching up with the best of Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, Statman's been a part of Speed Freaks from day one and is retiring after this show. This is our last live show for 2024. So why not? A salute to his 25 years of being a part of Speed Freaks. Enjoy these few minutes with Statman as we salute his time here in the Freak Nation.
You got Statman, baby. We're looking at some dirt here. It's good for growing things. It's good for getting kids in trouble when they play in it. Statman here with Travis Pastrana, the king of all motorsports, extreme and everything else. You're having a lot of fun, aren't you?
I love my life.
A double backflip and championships and world international racing. It's good to be Travis Pastrana right now.
Oh, right now it's definitely excited with how everything's working out.
Hey, Statman, Kenny Bernstein here. Congratulations on a great career. I understand you're retiring at the end of this show this coming week. Good for you. Have a great time. Enjoy your life. And thanks again for everything you've done for drag racing and racing in general. Appreciate it, buddy.
Now, you've got two PC. This isn't the Tony Stewart.
No. It is.
Come on.
You know me, because, I mean, if I'm calling a spade a spade here. I mean, they do a good job of promoting NASCAR. I mean, that's the one thing that the IRL needs to catch up on, Champ Car needs to catch up on. They need stuff to make it interesting
if
to
all
get
was
these
equal,
people to watch.
If all was equal, would you rather be in the 500 or the Indy 500? If all was equal,
Daytona
money, everything.
Well, I mean, obviously, because of my Indiana roots, I'd rather, you know, I'd still go for the Indy 500 because that's the one thing that means the most to me in my career.
You're looking at the dancing waters of the Bellagio on the Strip in Las Vegas.
Bill, my friend, what a freaking legend. Yes, had to insert the freak in there. But Bill, man, thank you for everything you've done for our industry. Thank you for representing dirt sports at such a high level every single week. I owe a lot of my career to you. Thank you for blazing a trail, man. Drinks on me next time I see you, but happy retirement, my friend. I love you, brother.
It's time for the Statman, man to man with Daytona 500 winner Jimmy Johnson.
Statman with Jimmy Johnson, man to man with Jimmy Johnson. If I was going to send Jimmy Johnson into the parts room at Hendrick Motorsports, ask you to pick the parts off the shelf that would create me another Jimmy Johnson, what would those parts be?
It's tough to say. I mean, I think I'm a very focused and dedicated and driven guy. I've sacrificed so many things to get to where I am.
Dave Kaufman, my man, Columbus, Ohio. He's a Buckeye, folks.
Statman, we love you, brother. Fellow Buckeye, Ohio man. Always enjoyed being on the show with you. You carried quite a bit of controversy with you, quite a bit of energy with you, and we've loved it every step of the way. Been a lot of fun being a part of it. Look forward to hearing from you in the future.
I'm going to bring it out here. I don't know how much you want to talk about this, but this is a diecast that the crew got for you. This happened in real life. The Juicy Fruit car, the Busch car, you get punted off the track by your teammate, of all things, while you're leading the race. They got a little proof of it here. Is that going to make it into one of your future books?
This is the new diecast Juicy Fruit Dodge, Wrigley's Juicy Fruit Dodge. And you can see how the crew has fixed it up for me, even with a little bump in the rear corner. So, I mean, you never know. I mean, there's certainly the opportunity for this to come out.
That man, you should be given a prize, medal, bonus, whatever you want, for having to deal with Kenny, especially Kenny, in crash for 24 and a half years. Man, I can't believe I've been able to do interviews with you guys for 21 years. So congrats on a great career, and even better, have a great retirement. See you on the other side, man.
And you got to Goodwood.
I got to Goodwood, which was phenomenal. I met Sir Sterling Moss.
You can't just drop that on the table. That's pretty serious. That's a great meet.
Oh, it was.
People talk about meeting Patrick Dempsey, and here Patrick Dempsey talks about meeting Sterling Moss.
Oh yeah, all my heroes were there, so that was an incredible moment. He was such obviously a gentleman, and he was in a Mercedes. It wasn't the one he won the Mille Miglia with, but it was a rainy day, and it was just a real pleasure to meet him.
Richard Petty, the king of all motorsports, the name that's synonymous with racing here in America. 2-hour line here. It's still getting longer. Thanks, Richard.
Talk about an end of an era.
Bill, I got to say thanks for all the years of friendship, fellowship, support, encouragement. Freak Nation's not going to be the same without you, but you're always going to be there in spirit. Wishing you nothing but the best in whatever comes next, my brother.
Are the memories coming easily? And I hope that somewhere in there, there's a memory for the Speed Freaks. Dale Jr. found a couple of sentences for the Freaks. Maybe Mario can have a couple of sentences somewhere in there, especially about answering our phone when we had the office.
I'm sure we'll have a whole chapter on this. And you're Statman.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Statman, it's your buddy J.R. Todd here. Just want to say congratulations on retirement. I always enjoyed our conversations with all the crazies on Speed Freaks. Hopefully you enjoy yourself, and don't be a stranger. Come see us at the racetrack. Although if I were you being retired, I would be a long ways from the racetrack and be posted up on the beach somewhere. Take care, buddy.
I don't think that Dale has the confidence that it takes to be a champion yet. And whether he gains that confidence with Hendrick resources is one thing. He didn't have it at DEI, but Martin Truex took the same DEI resources, and he, the next three or four events, he finished in the top three on the podium.
Yo, Statman, CJ here, and I just want to tell you congratulations on 24 and a half years. That is a great run of being the speediest of the speedy and the freakiest of the freaky. I was honored to be part of your career for a year as one of the Speed Freaks. So good on you, brother, and have a blast in retirement.
You got the stat, man. We're here in Golden, Colorado, next to Clear Creek, a peaceful setting, next to probably the busiest guy in drag racing, Don Schumacher, Don Schumacher Racing. This guy has 12 teams. 12 teams. Now, I got you here beside a nice babbling creek here. How do you find time to rest with all that going on around you?
I'd love to be out in that creek fly fishing for some trout right now.
Triple F here. So many adventures in our journey. Who can ever forget you racing Tony Stewart on golf carts? Or actually a very prescient time when you were mentoring Kenny at UPN, where you were a producer before Speed Freaks, our Emmy Award-winning producer. And your unifying, steely, spine statement that got it all together for us was debrief. That one phrase, debrief.
Hey, Statman. I can't believe the news I just heard. Man, this is something else. All those years ago, I think we were in a back room for a press conference at the SEMA shows, first time I ever met you. And all the stuff that we've worked on together through the years, whether it was Formula Drift all the way up through the NASCAR, lots of drag racing from all across the country, whether I was in Las Vegas or I was here at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Man, you've been a tremendous part of this sport. You were my go-to guy on a whole lot of information, and you are going to be missed.
Man, what's going on, brother, man? Hey, I just want to tell you, brother, I appreciate you, your contribution to motorsports, man. You always brought the action live, you always brought it on time, and your insight and wisdom to this world, crazy fast motorsports, from drag racing, circle track racing, to dirt track racing, to dirt bike racing, motorcycle racing, you were in it all, man, and we appreciate you very, very, very much, man. We love you, brother, and thank you so much.
Hey, Bill, this is John Force. I know you're
your name is Statman, but I'm going to call you Bill. I heard you're getting a retirement, and that's not fair to me. I never made retirement. You were always fun for me to work with. You always had the right attitude. You always protected me, and I just want to say God bless you. Have a great retirement. I'm kind of in the middle of retirement right now, and I don't want to be. I want to keep racing. But anyway, I just want to tell you that you mean a lot to us, and I always respected you. So I love you. Enjoy your retirement, and you got lucky. I didn't.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. Now, she's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with the drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me, Kenny? The new year comes, we have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/SpeedFreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/SpeedFreaks.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go. your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
This freaking segment is brought to you by our friends at Lucas Oil. Now, what automobile do you have in the garage? I bet Lucas Oil could keep that thing fat and happy and on the road. From everyday car care, heavy-duty trucking, to agriculture, hot rods, classic cars, motorcycles, and marine, Lucas Oil has what you need to keep those engines, interiors, and exteriors looking like and running like they're supposed to be. For more information, go to the website, lucasoil.com, and find the perfect Lucas Oil product. Keep your rides on the road. Richie, don't bring the Chiron up just yet. Let's keep Statman up there in the upper seat, all right? Deal? But Statman, almost 25 years.
Oh, would you come back for our 25th anniversary show just for some fun?
I'll come back anytime. Wow. I can't believe John Force, for crying out loud. John Force, J.R. Todd, Kenny Bernstein. Wow. That we had so much history with these people. I just, one right after the other. And Stan kind of talked about the golf cart race with Tony Stewart. That was stunningly incredible. Mm-hmm. To be racing Tony Stewart in a golf cart, and I could have run him into the ravine for crying out loud. He never would have gotten his second championship. He'd have been laid up in a hospital someplace. Man. Speed Freaks never would have got to 25 years. That's
we wouldn't have gotten to 10 at that point. We would barely get to 5.
Exactly. We'd have been chased out of every racetrack from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Statman ruined Tony Stewart. Wow.
So, Freak Nation, if you're just tuning in to the Freak Radio Network, my apologies to our Freak Nation affiliates. We've had some technical issues, but we're back on track. And these last few minutes we're spending talking to Statman as he's retiring after this show. This is our last live show for 2024. And come 2025, Statman will not be on here with us unless he decides to show up at our front door with a sack of clothes. But
I'll show up from under the bridge. That'll be the studio under the bridge here down the street from where I live.
Down by the river. But I've had to put together two videos saluting people this year. And one was the passing of my mother. And it was good that I did that. I wasn't going to do it as deep as I did about my mom for her memorial. But I said, what am I thinking, man? This woman spent 60 years as being my mother. Why can't I spend? And the most emotional I've gotten over the last couple of times this year have been putting these damn videos together. One of my mom and the other one of Statman, because it's not 25 months or it's 25 years. I've known Statman for 30 years.
Yeah, let me jump in here, man. Let me tell the Freak Nation, I worked with this man, worked for this man for almost 25 years on a handshake. That's the kind of man he is. We met, you remember, Kenny, when you were looking at some video from Supercross, right next to me on a viewing station at UPN News 13, mm-hmm. And he was taking some notes. And I said, you know about motorsports? He looked at me like, who the heck are you asking me about? And from that moment, a friendship came. And that's been an incredible man to work for, to work with, to work beside. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. That was huge. Thank you.
And that wasn't all. We have 10-minute segments, man. And I could have done, again, you can't, it's just so tough to encapsulate
25 years of what you've meant to us, Stat. We don't say it enough, and I never will say it enough, that we love you. We love what I love you. I love what you meant to this show, the leadership that you provided, the mentorship, as Stat, frankly, brought up, as Stan brought up in his bit, whether you knew you were mentoring us in or not. I think it, I wanted to, I just, Statman fit this little clog, this little corner of what I wanted to do with Speed Freaks. He was that anchor of saneness. I mean, you've heard Selzy and Caps and John Force and all these guys talk about Statman had a place and a significant place of holding this thing down. My job, Crasher's job, Lug's job at the time, even Richie, that crazy bastard over there, just to stir things up. And Statman is a black man walking in NASCAR Cup Series pits 25 years ago. That stirs it up enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It is. You know? We have to vocally stir it up. We're white people walking into a white man's motorsport. Okay, but Statman, it's incredible what he had to endure over these years as a black man involved in motorsports. And it took me a couple of years to really get behind that and realize what it meant for him to do what he's doing.
And you remember being in the hauler talking to Jeff Gordon, and he drops in there that he listens to rap music.
Mm-hmm.
And I interrupt him and say, you don't know anything about rap music. And he starts rolling out some rap groups that aren't the Eminems and the Jay-Z's. These are guys, second tier guys that have hits.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts to explain all the breakdancing he used to do when he was growing up in Vallejo. And it was the Freaks who introduced that to the world. And he ends up breakdancing at the NASCAR banquet that year.
Yeah, it was. Yes, we had an interview with Jamie Little in, I want to say it was right before she took her NASCAR job. So what was that, 06-ish, 07? And we were having dinner with her
in
Las Vegas. Yes.
Restaurant.
Buca de Beppo. And yeah, you flat out said, hey, I've got some insight for you. Jeff Gordon can break dance. And the only reason Jamie Little brought him up on that NASCAR stage was because Statman gave that insight to Jamie Little. So, yep.
That was, that shocked the heck out of me. Because that was, you guys remember, that was one of my favorite questions. What's in your iPod? I had another guy from Germany starts telling me about R&B and blues, Memphis blues. And you don't know anything. And he pulls out his iPod and starts showing me on his MP3 player. And I was like, dude, you're the man, you know? You could tell more about guys from the music they listen to. Like this guy over here, he knows music better than anybody. And he won't say it. He'll get, I don't know why, but he knows more music than any 10 people.
Wow. Yeah, I would agree. You know, Mr. Encyclopedia over there. You, in that little salute video, those pictures from Barcelona, New Year's Eve, Barcelona, was that 03 into 04?
Yeah.
And Statman, yeah, you opened my eyes to a ton of legends on that trip. And then just everything that we were able to do, from the Gaudi Castle to food fights, literally New Year's Eve food fights. And you were right in the middle of it, Statman. And then 12 hours later, maybe these guys are off and heading to Dakar, Senegal. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ari Vatanen walks across the hotel lobby to sit and talk with the Freaks. Left his part, Nissan party, to come and talk with the Freaks. That was because of you.
You saw him in the elevator.
And has been incredible how we've managed to build an audience from one station and one mic to more than 100 stations and television. It's incredible.
It's been a pleasure getting to know you, man. I'm bummed we never got to meet in person. Been on the show.
Yeah. That is weird. Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm so you grow and get rid of beards.
So I've always appreciated your knowledge base in pretty much anything with a motor in it. And I've always appreciated your love for rally. And I'm bummed that you didn't get to teach me more about rally and our time on the show together. And so it was really awesome getting to know you, at least over a camera. So thank you for everything you've done for the show. I'm sad to see you go, man.
Wow. Suave, Richard C. Suave. I remember Kenny would talk about this guy Suave, and I had no idea. Who is this guy? Hey,
Statman, for the radio network, you got to say, we got to say shoot the juice one more time. Okay? All
right, dude.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Before you do, thank you for everything. So many thank you.
Thank you, guys. You have no idea how you changed my life. Thank you. Thank
all right, Statman. Shoot the juice to the moose.
Cut it loose.
See you.
I will see you.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Speed Freaks is brought to you by BetterHelp. And Crasher, now that the holiday season is behind us, no more stress for the new year, right?
Are you kidding me, Kenny? The new year comes, we have so many promises in our heads and in our hearts. Reality hits, especially because it's winter. Winter is a tough season. So the way to keep yourself warm in these cold temps, cloudy days, is to reach out for others. And one of the best ways to do so is through BetterHelp. I think our holiday card even said this, that we sent out to people. You've got 365 new days to write your own story. So write it with BetterHelp. Make the end of your 2025, make that final chapter of this year positive.
And less stress. BetterHelp, it's fully online, making therapy affordable. It's convenient. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Visit BetterHelp.com/SpeedFreaks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/SpeedFreaks.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
You're listening to